Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. For those of you that it's your first time, this is something we do on the first Friday of the month, and it has happened every single first Friday of the month since June of 2014. So we have a really beautiful core group of people who show up month after month ready and willing to spend an hour to do the work. And we have a wide variety of people that lead the meditations, so it's always new, it's always different. I also record the meditations, and within a day or so after the meditation, it will be up on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So if you go to the website, you'll find there's more than 130 recorded meditations on there that you can do anytime you like. So I am really happy to have Ann Gordon here to lead this meditation. I don't know how long I've known Ann. Way more than 20 years, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. And, you know, Ann is a certified dolphin energy healer, and she has a deep, deep passion and connection for all whales and dolphins. And she's also a trained biologist and a great observer of animal behavior. But she's been leading whale and dolphin trips since 2007. And in Panama and Bimini and Tahiti and where else, Anne?
Well, Mexico with the gray whales, Dominica with the sperm whales. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. The list is getting longer.
It's getting longer. And I used to do Hawaii. And yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, Anne was the creator and the founder of the Cetacean Summits, which brought together, you know, a lot of the, we'll call them top experts in the field to share their knowledge. And a lot of those, several of those people who were sharing at the Cetacean Summits are on this call today and are on this call most months. So yeah. It's really wonderful to still be in touch with everyone. And, you know, in addition to leading her own retreats to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild, Anne also does coaching, retreat coaching. She teaches people how to lead successful retreats. And she also does some virtual retreats. So she's got a lot of really interesting things going on. And you can find out about them at Whale and Dolphin Wisdom Retreats.com. So, is there anything else that you've got going on these days you want to share with us, Anne, before we go into the meditation?
Yeah, a couple. Well, I'm writing a book, which is fun. And
cool.
Yeah, so I'm eight chapters in. So, we're getting there on that. And then, and that'll be sharing stories from my life, as well as it's all based on the life lessons I have learned with dolphins and whales.
Okay.
So it'll have some direct channelings, it'll have a little bit of teaching, and then stories from my life on how I've applied those lessons. So that, and then I also am now teaching, I've done it four times, and it's really fun, with Linda and David's blessing. I am teaching a dolphin whale energy healer certification course, which is super fun to empower others to connect deeply with and share that loving, healing energy from the dolphins and whales with others.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're ready, let's go for it.
All right. And so remind me, is this what, like 30 minutes-ish?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And then at the end of the meditation, we'll open it up for people who want to share something that happened, or if they have a question for you, you know. So
yeah.
we'll be off the call on the hour.
Sounds good. Perfect. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Take it away.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Let's get comfortable in your chair or laying down. Take several deep cleansing breaths. Just allow yourself, your body, to relax. In fact, feel like you are floating. Floating on the ocean, and the ocean is supporting you, and it's easy to float. And the water is the perfect temperature, and you are perfectly safe at all times. Even if you don't know how to swim, you feel held, loved, and supported. And the water is gently massaging your body, allowing you to relax even more. And as you are feeling a beautiful sense of peace flowing through your body, you also feel that you are literally merging with the ocean. You've heard how we are. Our bodies are made up of 70% of water. And that the world, the earth itself, is made up of 70% of oceans. And so your body is starting to blend with the ocean. And that, you remember that your tears are salty like the ocean. And you realize that you are part of the ocean. You are water. And you feel completely at home. In fact, a part of you feels like you have returned home. Maybe as a human walking around on Earth, you didn't feel. You felt out of place, and now all of a sudden you have returned home to your source. And yet you are still aware of you. You have not lost you. And as you are starting to feel at one with the ocean, you feel a sense of you're pulling together into a core, like ball of energy. And you sense there is a presence near you. And you become aware that there is a beautiful sperm whale that has swum up to you and makes direct eye contact with you. And it reaches out and you hold on to the pectoral fin of this sperm whale. You feel safe and protected. And the sperm whale starts to dive and take you down into the depths of the ocean, knowing you are completely safe at home in the ocean. And you dive deeper and deeper. And as you do, you start to sense a pulsing. You feel it, you start to hear it. And as you go deeper and deeper, it gets louder and clearer. And it feels like a heartbeat. And you look down and you see this glowing pink light. And your sperm whale friend is taking you to this light. And as you arrive at the bottom, this glowing pink light is literally pulsing in and out. This is the heart of the ocean. But you can see that you realize that it's not as strong as it used to be. And so you instinctively go closer and you wrap your arms around it and you hold it. You hug it close to your own heart. And you love it. And you feel almost like a mother or a grandmother holding a toddler in your arms, holding the heart of the ocean, pouring your love into the heart. And as you do, the heartbeat starts to grow stronger. And the glow from the light of the heart starts to glow even brighter. And as this light expands, you notice that all the life in the ocean becomes more vibrant. The fish and the crabs and the clams and the seaweed. It's like almost like going from a black and white TV or a photograph to in color. Everything is healthier as you hold and love the heart of the ocean. And as it spreads, this beautiful pulsing heartbeat and light spreads and grows through your love. It keeps expanding out and out and out until it reaches the place where oceans connect from one ocean to another, from the Pacific to the Atlantic to the Indian to all of the oceans around the world. The light, the heart light of the ocean is now reaching the entire bodies of ocean all around the earth, becoming more vibrant, becoming healthier for all life in the ocean. All life forms, fish, shellfish, plankton, krill, mammals, cetacean, all are being infused with vitality, with life force, all from the light of the heart of the ocean, which all comes from love, from you, love and gratitude from you, is fueling this resurgence of health across the world's oceans. as the ocean becomes completely infused, this beautiful healing, heart, light, energy. It reaches the shores of every continent. And as it laps up onto the shores, onto the rocks, onto the sand, onto the grass, onto every shore, it leaves a glow of the heart of the ocean. And across the oceans, expanse of the surface of the ocean, that light is being carried up as the ocean begins to, through normal evaporation, moisture is carried up into the sky, into the clouds, infused with this beautiful beating heart light energy of the ocean. And the wind carries the clouds from the ocean over the land. Those clouds move over mountains, over deserts, over valleys, over plains, over all the earth. And when they are full, they begin to fall as snow or rain, carrying the heart light of the ocean, reconnecting all the earth, even if that land is thousands of miles from the ocean itself. As the heart light falls as snow or rain, it seeps into the soil, touches the rocks, the grass, the trees, the animal life, the humans. All are being touched and reconnected with the heart of the ocean, which is bringing everything a touch of vitality, a touch of health, raising the vibration of all life and all lands, and falling into the lakes and the rivers and the glaciers. All coming into synchrony. All beating as one with the heart of the ocean. Aligning everything in beautiful resonance. Each playing a different part, like a beautiful symphony, creating an incredibly touching, brilliant piece of music with many, many different instruments all playing together. That is what the heart of the ocean, reconnecting with it, is bringing to all life, all lands on earth. And as it does, it is bringing a sense of peace to all life, a actually to all humans, bringing all humans a sense of coming home, just like you felt merging with the ocean. It's like the entire human race is retaking finally a deep breath, relaxing, letting go of tensions and stress, which brings about a deep sense of peace. And people forget what they were angry about or afraid of, and reaching out in kindness to those around them, forgetting why they might have been upset or angry before. And now there is this beautiful beating of the heart of the ocean that is now felt everywhere on Earth. Everything is reconnected as it was intended. Everything is open and flowing. Water is flowing clean and healthy everywhere on the planet. Streams and rivers, bays, harbors. This light of the heart of the ocean is detoxifying every body of water. Again, it is all coming from the love and the gratitude of you holding this arch, holding the source of all life on Earth. That is how powerful you are. That is the influence that you have always, that you can heal the world. You are healing the world. You are making a huge and beautiful impact on all life, through your love, through your gratitude. The earth thanks you. Gaia thanks you. The oceans thank you. All life thanks you. And you now realize yourself as what a divine being you are. That you can tune in. You can reconnect always with the heart of the ocean, holding her, loving her. Make a difference every day through this connection. And now around you, as you hold the heart of the ocean in your arms, there are many sea creatures gathering around you, in celebration. There are many species of whales and dolphins and beautiful, colorful fish and sea turtles, seals, sea lions, all these beautiful forms of life celebrating how easy it is to heal the world. And you gather with them in celebration. And you realize that you don't even have to hold the heart of the ocean, but just send your intentions. Because you are always connected to the heart of the ocean. Always connected to the ocean. To all water, always connected to all life, always connected to the earth. Just by thinking of it, you don't have to dive to the bottom of the ocean. You don't have to hold the heart, and you can if you want. The heart of the ocean continues beating strong, healthy, and vibrant. As your sperm whale friend comes back and all the life, sea life, escorts you back to the surface. And the sperm whale brings you to the shore. And you hug your whale friend goodbye for now. And you take a step on earth, onto the shore, onto the beach. And you can see everything is brighter. The sand is brighter. The trees are brighter colors and green. Everything is glowing. Because of this powerful healing you have created, it's almost as if the entire planet has become a beautiful, idyllic movie world. It's real. This is how life is meant to be. Birds are singing, flowers blooming, no pollution, no toxins. You didn't even realize the colors could be so bright and brilliant. This is the natural state that you have brought back to life. You have revitalized, re-energized through your reconnection with the heart of the ocean. Take a walk around, look at all the life. There's deer and raccoons and squirrels. Everything is happy and in complete harmony. And you walk into a town. And people are smiling and whistling and opening doors for each other and laughing together, making eye contact, taking time for each other. are not rushing about, ignoring each other, lashing out. That is a thing of the past. People are happy. People are honest. People are reconnecting to each other in a beautiful way. Again, all because water is now healthy again. Water affects everything. Water is the source of life. Water is life. You have brought this awareness back to the earth. No more taking for granted. No more ignorance. There is an awareness. There is a gratitude amongst all. And holding water dear and precious and celebrating its presence everywhere around us and in us. And you realize that within your body, within your core, that you have a piece of the heart of the ocean deep within your own heart. That you actually are the heart of the ocean embodied. And part of your purpose is to remember. You are the heart of the ocean. You are powerful and important and vital. Your health, your vibrancy, sharing your heart light with the world is what will make a difference to the entire planet. Feel the heart of the ocean in your heart. Feel the warmth that your heartbeat is bigger than just you. That you are the source of all life. Thank you for being you. Thank you for reconnecting with who you truly are. Thank you for helping to heal all the waters of the earth and all life and lands upon the earth that depend on you. Never forget how important you are. Never forget the difference you make. And always take time to reconnect consciously with the heart of the ocean the bottom of the sea and inside your core of being. And hold the heart of the ocean and send your heart, the ocean's heart, love and gratitude that will keep these healing energies flowing forever. Thank you. We take some deep breaths and bring yourself back to your physical body, wherever you are in the world right now. And thank you for this powerful work you are doing in the world. And we are complete.
Oh, thank you, Anne. That was beautiful. Just beautiful.
You're welcome.
Oof, I think it's going to take a while for people to get back in their bodies.
Yeah, right.
So wiggle your toes and fingers.
Yeah.
Stretch a little bit. Don't want anybody trying to get up and walk around quite yet.
Yeah, for sure. Be gentle. Be gentle with yourselves.
Coming back into that physical body here on planet Earth, out of the water. Whoa, that was gorgeous. Okay, so anybody who is able to speak, if you would like to share something with Anne, or if you have a question for Anne, you can unmute yourself with star 6 and tell us your name.
Hi, Anne. It's Tammy. I was having a sharp pain in my left knee, and when the waters came in and the dolphins and whales, the pain is gone.
Awesome.
And I wanted to share that because it's been a long time since I've felt that pain, and for some reason it came in today, and during the meditation it just like it vanished in the thin air, and I was meant to share that with everyone to let them know that it's that the power of the waters and the dolphins and whales do heal the person.
Nice.
Thank you for sharing with us today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here.
There's someone else.
Hey, Anne, this is Shonda Lee.
Shonda Lee?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for that. That was just over the top and below. That
right?
was yummy. Thank you. And in between.
Yeah, right.
All encompassing. Sometimes you don't think you're really out and doing whatever, but you are when you try and open up your eyes and what have you. It's so loving, and that loving kindness.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Beautiful. Great to hear your voice, Shonda Lee.
Thank you. And yours too. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks again.
Hi, Anne and Jillian. Hi, Anne. I'm still coming back to you. Hi, Anne and Mary. It's Jillian from Tucson.
Hi, Jillian.
So glad.
Jillian.
Hey. Just want to say thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful meditation. That vision of hugging the heart of the ocean and then being able to bring that into town and into the people that we meet and will just really stick with me. And I actually just arrived last night in a new town where we're exploring living more of our time. And so always that sort of, a little bit of, sort of how is this going to be experience when you just land in a new town, and we're in the Pacific Northwest, and near water, and which I'm so grateful for. And so I am going to carry this meditation with me as I now explore this new place. So I just want to thank you very, very much for it. Really appreciate it, both of you.
Lovely. And where in the Northwest are you?
I'm in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Okay. That's a cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
nice
that?
River. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, the river is beautiful. It's just, even when we got in last night, there was a beautiful storm, but we stopped and we just looked at the river a little bit as we were driving to our little place, and it was just that river, that water, so refreshing. Especially, as you both know, I live in the desert typically,
yeah.
So it feels even better to be just to have that connection to water. So. Not ocean, but we're bringing it here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I shot, going way back now, Homeward Bound, we shot in and around Bend, Oregon.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I'm going to have to rewatch that then. It's been forever. I will look at that with new eyes, too. Thank you for sharing that. That's cool.
Yeah. Bend is it's a neat area. I've spend some time up there too, and if you have a chance while you're there to go over the mountain to Detroit Lakes to Brighton Bush Hot Springs, you could treat yourself to a wonderful experience. So look up Brighton Bush Hot Springs.
Will, thank you. That sounds great. Actually, and Jim loves hot springs too, so that's an adventure we can do together. Thank you, Mary. I will definitely do that and think of you. I'll let you know, actually. Okay.
All right.
Thank you both. Okay.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Is there anybody else who'd like to share?
Hello.
Hi, this is Diane. Go on. Oh, this is Lynn, and I would just like to know that website again. Thank you, Anne. That was beautiful. Absolutely.
Oh, sure. You're welcome. Yeah, my website, to make it really easy, my website, go to whalewisdomretreats.com.
Whalewisdomretreats.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And that's where we can get the replay?
No.
No. Mary, go ahead and give yours.
That would be globalwaterhealing.org.
Healing.org. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I wanted yours anyway.
Well, there you go. You got them both.
You got them both.
Thank you.
And who else was there? Go ahead. Someone else had started to say something. Okay. Is there anybody else?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Emma. Oh, okay. This is Diane in Chicago.
And hi, Diane.
Thank you so much. Hi, both of you guys. So, you know, the meditation, I think, really does give something for different for everyone. And I tried to practice Buddhism, and for me, I saw my heart like I was drawn to do a mantra and swirling the mantra out from my heart. And, you know, when you do a practice, you go on your cushion, you do it, and you get up and go away. And I realized I could do this all day long, which is I'm supposed to. But, you know, wherever I go, my heart is beating. So technically, the mantra is swirling and can send out the energy from the heart to heart, or heart to heart, whatever. So it was kind of an aha moment that I really was blessed, and thank you so much.
Wow, That's beautiful, Diane.
Thank you for sharing that. Didn't even come through for me because I don't actually lead these meditations. I just tune in and follow what I am given to share. But our heart beats constantly. So as it beats, that continues to send. I love that. Yeah. Thank you.
And we have the ability, in the Buddhist perspective, to send energy from the heart, light, literally, from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what merged. And so we're all one.
Yes. Fabulous. Thank you.
All the teachings are merging, too. See?
Right.
It's cool.
Yay!
So yeah.
Great. Thanks, Diane. Is there anybody else before we wrap it up?
Okay. Room 465.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you again, Anne. That was absolutely delicious. And it'll be up on the website maybe later today, but if not, tomorrow. And all the recordings are actually also downloadable. So if there's something you really love, you can download it and use it. I mean, this website was created to be a resource for people to access anytime, anywhere. And actually, Anne and David Rosenthal on the call both put this website together. So,
way back when we did.
Way back in 2014. So thank you so much for that, Anne.
Yes,
you did. You guys did it because I certainly couldn't have.
And today was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful meditation. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, David. And Mary, I just got to give you a lot of kudos because so many people start things, right? And with all good intentions, myself included, and then they just fall by the wayside. But you have kept this going since you came up with it, since Granny inspired you, and that you're keeping doing it exactly the same way. It's beautiful. So thank you for keeping this up.
My pleasure. And yeah, you're welcome, man. I love this, you know. And
yeah.
I will say, no matter what kind of a headspace I'm in on that first Friday of the month when I hear all the little bings and everybody coming in, it just makes my day. You know, it's beautiful to have this community of people that come together and share meditations and love with the water. So thank you to all the people who have led meditations, who will lead meditations in the future, and all of you who show up and participate. And next month, the meditation will be on September 5th, and our old friend Takara Scheller is going to be leading the call. So I invite you all to come back. And I'm going to unmute everybody so we can all say our chaotic goodbye to each other. And until next month, be well.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.